the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He told me.
I'm quite concerned that states and people who don't get vaccinated, the situation is so clear, the data affirm. If you get vaccinated, you are protected, even with the Delta variant, which, by the way, has a greater capacity to spread.
Calling Dr. Howard. Dr. Pine. Dr. Howard.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to this Thursday edition of Truth to Ponder. And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. Hard to believe that we are now two-thirds of the way through the month of February. And it won't be long before we are one-sixth of the way through the year 2024. Now, today's program is pre-recorded. Today, tomorrow, and Saturday, my wife and I are doing a lot of travel. I'm doing my last immunotherapy for at least a few months, followed by a trip to Florida. So keep us in your prayers. And as we settle into Florida next week for about a week or two, we'll be originating the program from Florida. So keep us in prayer during this very, very busy time. Today, I want to spend a little time, and I'm not going to talk too much about
COVID-19,
though I do have some related stories that I really need to share. For a number of weeks, I've been thinking about this particular program and talking. I've mentioned it in passing over the last week or two about where the medical profession is today compared to maybe where it was 10 years ago, 20, 30 years ago or more. I've watched the medical profession change in many profound ways. Some were good and many are not so good. In fact, many I believe are downright dangerous, and they're dangerous by design. And I'm going to give you my feelings of why. Now, I know that making the statements I'm going to make, I'll get Facebook fact checkers coming after me, YouTube if this program even exists there anymore after me, and a lot of others saying, well, Bob, you're just passing along misinformation. But I don't really think that I am. And I can back up much of what I'm saying from life experience and the things that I have observed. Now, in my own personal journey with bladder cancer, I can understand where it came from, why I was a prime candidate to get it, and also why I am thankful that it was caught the way that it was and treated, but it could have been treated sooner. And this is one of my issues with today's medical system. For all of my life, I've been a very healthy individual. The only health complaints that I've ever really had, and I'm looking back over a lifetime, before I turned 60, I had occasional back problems, but they came from the kind of work that I was doing in engineering. Did I cause any structural damage? No. Do I have a bad disc situation? No. I've got some muscle issues, and when you look at the kind of work that I did in engineering, the climbing under tables and the equipment that I worked on. And yeah, that's where it came from. It's not too bad these days as I've gotten older. And when you lose a few pounds, which is something many of us need to do, it also helps tremendously. So my entire life, from the time that I can remember into my getting married and getting on toward my 60s, I've had extremely good health. I virtually never have to see a doctor. I've never taken a flu vaccine. Well, I take that back. I took it a couple of times in my life because where I worked at, it was kind of pushed. But those were the 2 years that I remember having the flu. And so I've opted, probably 10, 15 years ago, never to touch the stuff again. Maybe getting close to 20 years now. And like I say, the last time that I had the flu was the last year that I had the flu vaccine. Now, someone says, well, that's counterintuitive, but I'm just relating my story. It may not be your story, but it is mine. There was one time I thought I was having chest pains. This has got to be back when I was in my 40s, late 40s. And it would give me a little numbing in the arm. And of course, with everything we were told, you better get your heart checked out. Well, we did and found out it was actually a beneath the surface in the chest, little bone that had fractured from some of the work that I did. But it allowed me the opportunity to do a complete heart stress test to find out everything is fine. I never was a health food fanatic, though I should eat healthier, and I'm working on that now. And there were a lot of other things that I did in my younger years that, thankfully, until this bladder cancer, really had no impact on my life. Yeah, I'm going to admit to you that there was a time that I, for many, many years, I was one of those horrible smokers. And eventually, even decades later, it can catch up. And it's probably the number one cause of bladder cancer, just so you know. This episode for me, outside of dealing with, you know, the back muscle issue, which we've gotten worked out, is the first health crisis I've ever had in my life. I'm not a hypochondriac. I don't have surgeries. I rarely go to the doctor. My glasses are your after 40 types, even though they are prescription to make them a little bit better for reading, because I read a lot, and that tends to impact your eyes. And I know a lot of you will agree with that, that do a lot of reading. And I do a tremendous amount of reading, probably more screen time than I should admit, in preparing this radio program. But I'm thankful that I don't worry about colds and flus or anything. I just don't come down with anything. And so in my little journey, going back a little over 2 years now, probably, yeah, at least 2 years or more, when I first noticed what I thought may be blood in my urine. And of course, it terrified me when that happened. And it came and went. Could be an infection. There are a lot of things that could have caused it. And thanks to Obamacare here in the United States, and you Canadians know what I'm talking about with rationed health care and paperwork and nonsense and everything else that goes with it, I needed to see a specialist to properly diagnose what I had. I'd gone to a number of clinics, I've gone to a number of doctors, and they could only do so much and just guess. And I can remember, we were down in Florida before we got the home up here in Virginia to be near family. And I was told how many months, and I mean, we're talking many, many months before I could be seen by a urologist to even find out what might be going on. And this is because of Obamacare. You got to go through this doctor, then that doctor, this policy, then that, then your insurance company. We have destroyed healthcare in the United States, and I believe it was done by design by some of the most evil, cruel, mindless individuals who, by the way, they never have to live under this system. I believe there should be a constitutional amendment that says any law passed that impacts the citizens of the United States should have equal impact on government employees and elected officials, period. I am just sick to my stomach to think that the people that voted for Obamacare in the House and Senate never have to deal with it because they have their own system. The federal government takes care of their people. And so a person like me that has virtually never used the health care system, didn't need it. When I finally did have a need, I'm being told I've got to wait 6, 7, 8 months to see a specialist or more, if they can even squeeze me in. We made the decision to come to Virginia, and I was dealing with an increasing blood in the urine. It was not like tinted. It was like dark grape juice. It was awful. It was scary. There were blood clots coming out. We would go to the ER. Their answer was, well, you got to go see a urologist. Well, where do I find one? I don't know. You call, well, we're not seeing any new patients. Or, well, we have an opening in 7 months. I mean, this is what it was like. I needed to see someone sooner than later. And so, essentially, my wife started doing some research back in October of 2022, right after we had moved to the home in Virginia. And I'm still dealing with this excessive blood in the urine. I didn't realize how much it had been impacting me, and probably for years. I'd never noticed, and I'm just giving you some medical stuff here, and I hope it doesn't gross you out. The urine was getting darker in color over the years. I just never paid attention. There had been something going on for years. It had also had given me, basically, I was becoming gradually more and more anemic, and I didn't realize it. And it weakened me in many ways, and I just didn't feel up to my full strength, and I just kept saying, well, I'm getting older. All of this was going on, and it took almost about a year and a half. Finally, I was able to see a urologist, and I consider this particular urologist a godsend. There's something about this individual. He's not like 90% of the doctors that I've ever had a chance to have to talk to, whether for family or for people in a church setting. This guy is a rarity. He has actual compassion and concern, and he actually calls you back and talks to you without talking down to you. So I feel that God put this particular individual in my pathway. And I can tell you, as I look back over the beginning of the treatment in November of 2022 up until where we are now, having this last immunotherapy treatment today. That's why the program is recorded. And then we head out tomorrow for Florida and get there by Saturday. It was a little bit concerning for me, and I didn't talk too much about it. I had an encouragement. I had a piece about all of it all along the way. And I knew for me, at least, that God wasn't quite done with me yet. But if I was to get bad news and my life over in months or a year, it would have been all right. I would have just been disappointed, I guess, personally, that I still have so much stuff to get done. And this radio program is something that it's a labor of love, and I really believe in doing it to be of help to you. So we started way back in November, and they took a peek and discovered I had bladder cancer and started taking samples of these tumors out. And it was questionable but encouraging. And then there was another surgery, and boy, that set me, you don't know what I went through after each surgery. And I thank God that I had enough strength to get behind this microphone. And then we get time to recoup, and then we do another, and then another, then another. Total of 6 of these microscopic surgeries to eliminate any possible location of cancer in the bladder. And also this last time, the last surgery, he spent hours taking samples all over the bladder on anything that could be possibly suspect to get a pathology report. And against all the odds, it has never escaped the bladder. It's really never escaped much beyond the lining. It's just touching the first layer beyond the mucosal layer, which is considered stage 0, stage 1, not 100% sure which. And that made me, we had thought about asking about the kind of therapy that I'm doing. It's a time-proven, it's been around for 40 years. This is not some new kind of thing. And if I had been anything beyond a stage 0 or 1, it would have been a worthless endeavor. It wouldn't do any good. But that last pathology report, I can remember the day the doctor called me up on the phone. And he sounded so excited and really in a good mood. Not like, well, Mr. Bierman, we looked and I'm still not. No, he was like, well, I got some really good news back from the lab. And then he went down the 154 slides that had been taken. He said, I can't believe that you are in the shape you're in, because I've never seen so much cancer in one man's bladder and that person still be alive or not be stage 3 or 4 terminal. How this all came out and how you're a candidate for this therapy, as he said, it's a miracle to him. And I'm beyond thankful. I'm just telling you. And these treatments, it was not easy, the first two going into the third, getting used to getting them. And I'm able to withstand the entire 2 hours. And then, the irritation and the bleeding that it causes and just fatigue was enormous. But I've noticed in the last two, prior to the one that I'm having now, which I can't talk about till probably next week, this one, you know, these have been getting a lot better. Instead of taking 2 or 3 days to recoup, maybe a little more than that, I'm recouping literally overnight. And the anger, the only way to describe it, of the bladder just vanishes overnight. And I'm getting back to normal quicker. And that, they tell me, is an incredibly good sign that this stuff is doing what it's supposed to do. And so, like I say, I could live another 5 years, 10, maybe even longer, maybe 20. It's been known to happen. And we just keep an eye on this. But imagine how much easier it would have been without Obamacare, where I could have gone to a specialist without all these referrals after referrals and waiting on insurance companies and all the nonsense that our federal stinking government put in the pathway between you and your doctor. And this is the same government that calls baby butchering and baby killing in the womb healthcare. The government in the United States is an anathema to healthcare. They use it as a 2x4 over your head to control your life. And we pay dearly for it. I can remember being 62, 7 years ago, and making some decisions on healthcare because I was not working for a company that provided it, so I needed to pay for our own health care. Now, remember, at this time, I had no health issues. I virtually never had to see a doctor. I mean, I didn't have any prescriptions, nothing. And for my wife and myself, it was like $1,400 a month. That's a lot of money when you're trying to get close to retirement. And we finally got into a Christian MediShare, which saved a lot of money. And thankfully, neither one of us during that time had any need for any health care. For 2.5 years, just literally, didn't have any particular need for anything. And so here we are today. Our medical system has been ruined by the federal government of the United States here in the United States. They have single-handedly destroyed it. And that includes some fake, phony, and fraudulent Republicans that sign on board. And I can remember when Obamacare was passed in 2009. And Nancy Pelosi saying, you have to pass it to see what's in it. They knew it was in it. It was going to be basically to screw you and me. But here we are. And when the one opportunity was there to get rid of it, and remember how the phony, fake, fraudulent Republicans, we're going to repeal and replace Obamacare. You're going to hear Mitch McConnell say that. We're going to repeal and replace. And I can remember all the Republican leaders and the minority, it didn't matter. When the Tea Party movement got in after 2010, starting in 2011, they would dutifully pass the, you know, repeal and replace Obamacare bill. It would get through the House, the Senate, and get vetoed. And they did not have a veto-proof majority in the House or Senate, so Nothing ever happened. It was all a big smoke screen, people. It was all a bunch of noise. It was to fool the rubes, as they think you and I are. And then when Donald Trump became the president and said, I will sign that bill, well, they dragged their feet under Paul Ryan. They finally got the bill, and they finally got, boy, and because, see, none of these slobs in the Republican Party, these rhinos, they liked it. They liked all this power and control. They're nothing but liars. I can't stand them. Fraudulent phonies. Rich McConnell. And so what happens? They vote on it in the House and they approve it. The president says he's going to sign it. It gets to the Senate, and guess what? Another fake, phony conservative who's now dead, and I hate to say that I'm thankful that he's dead and no longer in politics, John McStain, did the thumbs down, basically, screw you. You're stuck with Obamacare. Ha, ha, ha. And of course, he didn't have to worry about it for his health care. He was getting the Cadillac or the Mercedes-Benz of all health care, you know, that you could get from the United States government, though it didn't save his life. And so you and I were relegated to continue this farce called Obamacare. Now, have you ever wondered why phony Republicans would want to keep Obamacare? I can tell you why. Because the dirty secret is right before your very eyes, and they don't want to admit it. I'm a midpoint baby boomer, born in 1954. The baby boom generation is basically 46 to 66, roughly speaking. Not quite as many at the tail end, and a pretty good number in the first part, like from 47 into the mid-50s. All of us are retiring. And the federal government that kept robbing Social Security now has to pay with money they don't have. And the fewer of us they have around, the better off they're going to be. I know this sounds cynical, but if you are on Medicare and Social Security, a husband and wife, and you're like my age, 70, and you are not working and paying taxes anymore, of any consequence anyway, I mean, I do have a small retirement income, and which doesn't amount to much. And so I'm a negative asset to the federal government. I'm now, instead of money in the bank, I'm a liability. And a lot of my friends are liabilities as well. They're no longer contributing to the federal system. And if you're not contributing, you might as well be dead in their eyes. How many people made these statements? You remember, there'll be death panels. And everybody said, oh, stop it, Bob. That's ridiculous. Really? Let's look, before we go to the break, for a moment here. Please, stay with me on this. I am dead serious on what I'm about to tell you. COVID-19 is not just a single point in time, a single goal. It is a part of a much greater plan. Number one, compliance. Number two, I think genocide. Number three, to shorten the lives of individuals. Every time I listen to something that, like, Dr. Mengele says, I mean, Dr. Minnie Fauci, Minnie Mengele, whatever, anytime I listen to that person speak, he's just a liar. He's lied to you and me and doesn't care. He makes money being a liar. He loves being worshipped. He would change his mind on a dime for politics. I mean, he was honest back in the early days of the pandemic. that a face diaper is worthless. We know they don't work. We have 50 years of science to back it up. You don't need it. It may drop a droplet or two, and you can remember him talking. But then suddenly, maybe you ought to wear two masks, maybe three, more the better. How many young children that were forced by these evil bastards, and I'm sorry to use that language, but I can't find a nicer word. There is none. These evil demons that would put little face diapers on two-year-olds, like they're COVID spreaders to kill grandparents. It was all a lie, every bit of it. Asymptomatic spread was a lie. The PCR test had a failure rate for false positives that was incredibly high. There are probably millions of people that thought they had COVID-19 with no symptoms. They needed to stay home for 2 weeks so they wouldn't spread it. They never had it. The inventor of the test made it clear that any cycle threshold over 24 is garbage, useless, nonsensical. And yet cycle thresholds of 30, 34, and higher were used routinely, guaranteeing a false result. Face diapering, walking one way in grocery stores, compliance, and more compliance. Can't buy gardening implements because you can only buy things to get rid of COVID-19. I mean, this was craziness. These demonic people, I'm talking truly demonically possessed politicians. There is no other accounting for it. I keep telling you, you cannot find any common sense in anything people like Minnie Mengele, you know, fraud Fauci, ever had to say. He kept changing the narrative. Now, at the beginning of this program, I even used a little audio clip talking about the Delta variant and how it's going to take over and kill the world if we don't hurry up and get vaccinated and wear our face diapers. And the Delta variant vanished in a flash, as many of the people that I read and follow claimed it would. And why? Because while it was a deadly form, it was not very contagious, so it snuffed itself out quickly. Omicron comes along. Highly infectious, but very non-lethal. Milder symptoms for pretty much everybody. And the variants keep moving in that direction, yet they still want to stoke the fear. We were played to see who would comply. The 15-minute city's been around for a long time. And they wanted to see how many people would stay home and work in the metaverse and all that nonsense. How many people would do what the government says? How many people would just stay at home and never leave their homes in fear? They know, and there are plenty of them out there around the globe. This, to me, is frightening, that they're going to use pandemics and medicine as a lever to control how you live. And right now, they are mixing this medical fear into another big fraud called climate change. No, the ever-changing climate change. The narrative never stays the same more than a few months because they never get it right. So they keep having to change it. But believe us this time. Yeah, we know we told you that by 2015, the polar ice caps will be gone. Yeah, I know they're bigger now than they have been in probably 30 years. But we know that in 2030, no, well, we're going to make it 2050 now. We know they'll be gone by then if we don't get rid of all the carbon emissions. And these complete liars, these complete disgusting liars, don't bother to tell you that for every bit of carbon or CO2 we stop putting into the atmosphere, China puts in more than we stop putting up there. So globally, we're getting worse. We're not getting better. As we shut down power plants and factories, China fires them up to sell us the stuff. You'd think that, you know, these stupid people in politics would figure it out. But no, they're on the take. They're a part of it. Global control. 15-minute cities. And I believe that there are many demonically possessed people in politics and in government. And I say that not to be funny. I say it dead seriously. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 talks about delusion, being given over to delusion to believe the lie. And people like Joe Biden and his entire freak show staff, they have been given over to delusion. And they absolutely will believe the lie, and as the Bible says, unto their own damnation. Period. Another question I'm going to get you on the other side of the break. Sudden adult deaths and all these new cancers. Gee, do you think the mainstream media may ever connect the dots? Part of me says maybe not, because they're delusional. And they've been given over to their own damnation to believe the lie. Now, I'm sorry for being a little bit emphatic, but it had to be said. We are dealing with some people who have no interest in you, your life. They will lie to you without remorse. And they're going to use health care and climate to control you. And fear. And taxes. And it's going to get like Nazi Germany, where if you say the wrong thing, you could become literally a non-person. They're working on that right now. This radio program is on shortwave for a reason. It's one of the last frontiers of free speech. While we use the internet, while the program is available as a podcast, I can't trust that it'll always be there. We are on WRMI and on WTWW, two very viable shortwave radio stations. But the airtime is not free. My time is free. I give my time. But the airtime is not free. And as we come toward the end of this month of February and start looking at March, well, I want to stay on WTWW. If anything, if I had the funding, I would add a daytime frequency sometime in the afternoon to reach people we can't reach at night. Pray about it. Maybe today is the day that you'll come to our rescue. Go to our website, truth2ponder.com. truth2ponder.com. Or you can make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio. Ancient Word Radio. Post Office Box 510. Post Office Box 510. The city is Chilhowie, Chilhowie. Chilhowie, Virginia. And the zip code in Chilhowie, 24319. That's 24319.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
The Course of Disciples, coming up. Shalom Aleichem. This is the nice Jewish boy, Jonathan Kahn, your Jewish connection, bringing you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a special free gift you're going to get and love in a moment. Now imagine if the disciples could have taken a home course, a correspondence course. They could just get a lesson plan from the Messiah, send it into him for a grade, get the results, their diploma, and graduate. Well, they couldn't do that. There was no home correspondence discipleship course with Messiah. They couldn't stay home. In fact, they had to leave home to become disciples. They had to go on the road with him, live for 3 years with him. Why? Because the majority of his lessons weren't things that could be in lesson plans. You see, only some of Messiah's teachings are with words. The rest have no words. They are lessons of being, of doing, of seeing, of being in his presence. That's it. And when he was alone, when he was with them, when he rose up and went to bed, when he entered a house, when he wept, when he rejoiced, when he performed miracles, when he stayed awake in the garden or in the boat, asleep, all those things, those are his unspoken teachings. And you see, if you're his disciple, you need to read his word, hear his word, study his word, be in his word, be a student of his word. But that's not enough. You have to do something else. You have to be with him. When the Sanhedrin looked at the apostles, they said they recognized them as having been with Messiah. Well, you have to do the same thing. You have to spend time with him, learn of him, behold him, see him, hear him, follow him, be with him. The Sanhedrin saw that the apostles spoke with authority because they were with Yeshua Jesus. That's the mark of the disciple. You do that too. So others will look at you and say, this one was with the Messiah. Want more? Ask for the Hupagramos on CD. I know it's hard to spell. Hupagramos. Okay, what if you can receive daily vitamins guaranteed to strengthen your spiritual walk with God? A 6-month supply for free. Well, you can. With Sapphire's daily spiritual vitamins for victorious walk and updates on Israel, world events, and prophecy, and the mystery of the temple doors on CD, all free, yours free. How do you get it? Easy. Remember and write down Jesus' real name, Yeshua, and you dial it. That's it. To receive your free gifts, just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. You will be blessed, but call now, 1-800-YESHUA-1. Yes, Yeshua, YESHUA-1. Now, you can actually spread salvation around the world for very little. Through shortwave radio, from the Arctic Circle to Israel, it's amazing. It's like sending a billion tracks around the world. How? Well, it's amazing. Just call 1-800-YESHUA-1 and you can do it. Save the lost. That's Yeshua, YESHUA-1. Or you can write me direct. Here's how. It's right to the Nice Jewish Boy, Box 1111, Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey. And that's 07644. It's a Nice Jewish Boy, Box 1111, Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644. Well, until next time, this is Jonathan Kahn saying, be with him, my friend. Shalom Aleichem, peace be to you in Messiah Rabbeinu, our Rabbi.
Good Morning America is brought to you by Pfizer.
CBS Health Watch, sponsored by Pfizer.
Anderson Cooper 360, brought to you by Pfizer.
ABC News Nightline, brought to you by Pfizer.
Making a difference. Brought to you by Pfizer.
CNN Tonight, brought to you by Pfizer.
Early Start,
brought to you by Pfizer.
Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front,
brought to you by Pfizer.
This Week with George Stephanopoulos is brought to you by Pfizer.
This Weather Report brought to you by Pfizer.
Today's countdown to the royal wedding is brought to you by Pfizer.
And now a CBS Sports Update brought to you by Pfizer.
Meet the Press Data Download, brought to you by Pfizer.
This portion of CBS This Morning, sponsored by Pfizer.
On how to find the hidden sugars in the American family diet, sponsored by Pfizer.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
Your line dog face pony soldier.
And welcome back to part two of Truth to Ponder for this Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Bierman. Today I'm getting onto a topic, and I want to be careful about some of the things I say. I'm not giving you any medical advice here. I'm giving you some observations only. And I would encourage you to do your own research, your own reading, as I have done. Pray about it, then come to some conclusions. I am convinced that in my lifetime, medicine has just been decimated by government and money and greed. There was a time, and I'm thinking back to the 1970s here and even the 1960s. I can remember, true story, I'm a little kid, and we had a doctor. And he was a doctor in a town in Long Island by the name of Manhasset, New York. His name was Dr. Grulla. I mean, he's long since passed away. We're talking, this has got to be maybe 55 or so years ago. Dr. Grulla lived in a big house where part of the downstairs was his office. His wife worked the front desk. He was the doctor. And he and his family lived upstairs in this big house on the edge of town. And Dr. Grulla was a character. He had been my grandparents' doctor for many years, my father's doctor for a number of years. And then in the 1960s, he was my doctor, even into the early 1970s. And I would see him at least once a year for the annual go-to-school physical. Now, Dr. Grulla, you know, he was a little older than my father, so he didn't serve in World War II, but he was already a doctor by the 1940s. So he had a lot of experience under his belt when I came along. And of course, he was addicted to smoking cigarettes, and the only guy I knew that smoked Camel cigarettes during an exam. But that was Dr. Grulla. But he had a philosophy about medicine, and he really believed in that do no harm. And I, one time, I had an issue where one night, night I had this I thought it was like an appendicitis pain. I was probably just a kid. I wasn't sure. And the family took me over to the hospital. And of course, they're ready to start cutting into me. You know, must be the appendix. It's got to be like 1964, maybe, somewhere in there. And I can remember Dr. Grella walking into my room. And my parents are there, my grandparents are there, and this other doctor in Grella says, "You're not cutting into him. Let me check." And he poked around and said, "Oh, take him home. He just needs this." And it was nothing. And I can remember him telling to this day, I guess I was 10, I don't know why they think everybody needs surgery. It must be the money. Now, that was 1964. And it was right. I never did have that surgery. Never. I've never had any. Outside of what I'm doing with the bladder, I've never had surgery. Ever. Well, I take it back. As a disc jockey, I wore my voice out and just had to have my vocal cords, what they call, cleaned off. That took all of about 5 or 10 minutes and has been pretty successful. I'm kind of wearing it out now. Combination of doing a daily radio program, preaching, and getting older, the voice is not quite as strong, and maybe I should take a week or so off and get it back, but we'll talk about that later. Whatever happened to doctors like Dr. Grella? And in upstate New York, I had one when I was in Toccoa, Georgia, back in the 80s and 90s, I had one. These were older, wiser, well-experienced doctors that didn't believe every bit of hype that a pharmaceutical salesperson gave them about a particular condition. And I really believe one of the worst things that ever happened in the United States was permitting the direct advertising of prescription drugs to people that don't understand the dangers, do not understand the medicine behind it. They just see the cleverly produced ad, and then they never hear about the side effects, including, you know, death, more death, and just horrible diseases and, you know, loss of, I mean, just terrible side effects. But everybody runs into their doctor's office and says, "I must have this. I need that drug." And of course, how many cruises have doctors gone on, paid for by Pfizer, Merck, and others, to push a particular overly priced drug? And one thing that is, and once, this is where I'm going to be very careful in choosing my words, so follow with me carefully and don't read into anything that I'm saying. Right now, I really believe because of these phony, fraudulent vaccines, and if they were ever put on trial legitimately, I think people would find out that they are phony and fraudulent. And here's why I say it, and here's why I'm confident in saying what I'm saying. There was never a study by anybody if these things would actually work. There was never a study to find out would it stop the spread. There was never a study of any of that. What are the long-term side effects? It was rushed to a government-paid market under an emergency use authorization, and millions of people got in line. And now there are millions of people that are dead and millions that are regretting ever taking the stuff. And yet these same thieves, gypsies, tramps, and thieves are out there pushing it again, even though they know it doesn't work. The fraudulent 2021 FDA approval of these COVID vaccines, by the way, as I've told you, you're not going to get the approved vaccine. You're still getting the emergency use authorized. Great dog and pony show. Smoke and mirror act. What a bunch of liars. And they deceived millions upon millions of trusting in particularly older or less educated people. "Oh, Pfizer is approved. That means it's safe and effective now." As they deal with myocarditis, sudden adult death, and something that I'm observing among people and parts of family that I know, unprecedented numbers of cancers, unprecedented numbers of cancers. Now, I can remember probably in the fall of 2021, and if I had the time, I would probably go back and look through some of the programs. I just don't have the time it would take to find some of the things that were said. I don't have a staff, so it's just me. But I can remember specifically talking about what many doctors were saying, that they really believe that this stuff could have a negative impact on your immune system. Let me say that again, a negative impact on your immune system. Now, I've never had the shot. I will not take the shot. And I had to put up a lot of grief because I wouldn't take the shot from various places. But thankfully, I was, not having to work a job where I had to worry about it. And so I was able to, my wife and I were thankfully able to ride it out. But I absolutely refused to take it. My wife, one morning, I've been praying about it because it was new. We were now getting into the month of, it was after the election. Remember, they had this so-called miracle elixir before the election of 2020, but the slime balls that were trying to control the election didn't want Trump to get any credit, so they waited till the week after the election, the stolen election, to make sure that he would get no credit. And I really believe that if things keep going bad with this vaccine, they'll try to blame Trump for it. Maybe if they can't get a conviction, hey, blame him for the COVID vaccine. They'll try anything. Mark my words. That's not a prophecy. That's just an intelligent guess. Why are people coming down with cancers? And cancers where people would normally have a 5, 7, or 10-year high survivability rate, and they're gone in a year or two. This is unprecedented. There's a guy by the name of Dr. William Mackus. He has diagnosed 20,000 cancer patients in his career. And he is saying he has never seen anything like this in his entire career. He's seeing people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s developing aggressive and rapidly growing turbo cancers. That's a new term. Of course, MSNBC, Mind Syphilis NBC, will say, no, they've always been there. You just didn't know. This guy's never seen, until now, stage 4 breast cancer presenting in women in their 20s, not 40s or 60s. He said, I've never seen stage 4 colon cancer presenting in men and women in their 20s and 30s. Leukemia that kills you in a matter of days or hours after diagnosis. And I know within our family, there is one person and her husband that were diehard, you must get vaccinated, wouldn't leave us alone. If you don't get vaccinated, you're going to die. When the daughter came down with a diagnosis of COVID, the phone call was, so when do you expect her to die? This is how brainwashed these individuals were. And so they've lined up for every shot. Well, out of nowhere, the husband came down with a sudden onset of leukemia and gone in a couple of months. Breast cancer for her. This is going on in too many families and too many places. I've got family on my side that was forced because of the VA to take the vaccine, and I kept saying, don't do it. But he believes in everything the doctor tells him, this relative, and I'm telling him, you're making a mistake. Now he's dealing with cancers. Now, I know you say, well, Bob, don't you have bladder cancer? Yeah. And we know where it came from, and it's been around long before COVID-19 was even a thing, up to a decade, really. And I know what caused it, things that I probably should never have done, but, remember the time that I came up. But all that part is behind me now. People dealing with cancers like we've never seen before in our lifetime. Now, my late wife had breast cancer. And she had a very aggressive form of it, but she was also at an older age. My late wife was 12 and a half years older than I was. And so she was at the time actually even older. Her mother had had it. Her grandmother had had it. It had run heavily in her family. And so it was not a surprise when she got it. But with what we had back then, you know, her life was extended 2.5 years. My heart sometimes breaks as I contemplate, and there have been, over the past 10 years, and even in recent years, that there have been real tears as I think, with what I know now about diet and things that I did wrong, about treatments that the money-grubbing companies like the Pfizers and the Modernas and the Mercks and the whole list. You know, if you talk about any alternative cancer treatment, you're labeled as a quack and dangerous. Yet they fill your bodies with these poisons and ruin the immune system. And then you wonder why people just age in a matter of months and their quality of life goes down and they try to live their life to the end. Cancer's been with us for a long time. Our environment, our diets, processed food, all of it plays into it. I know that, you know that. And it's hard to break these habits of our eating and our diets to do better for ourselves. I know it. I'm with you there. I'm not a Superman that can say no to certain foods. I know. And I know that I need to eat other foods. But trying to get unprocessed food where the nutrients have not been ripped out by the processing. Read a story the other day that in the last 50 years, about 90% of the nutrients in vegetables have vanished compared to what came out of the ground 50 years ago. And all of this plays in. Saw an interesting story, and I'm not going to tell you that it's true. I'm not going to tell you that it's right, but there are even some doctors that are taking a second look at ivermectin and other things that are actually successfully treating some of these turbo cancers. You know they'll never approve that. Oh, no, no, they do now, now that they got what they wanted. In Florida, a couple of weeks ago, there's a grand jury that was put together by Governor DeSantis, and it's about what happened with COVID. And it's lengthy, but I'm going to give you a couple of highlights from this grand jury. You remember that phrase, safe and effective? I mean, how many times did Dr. Fauci say safe and effective? Joe Biden, safe and effective. Rochelle Walensky, safe and effective. Anybody at the White House, safe and effective. Any doctor in New, you know, like Kathy Hochul, the rest of that, the clown show of blue state governors. It's safe and effective. Be my disciple. Get some today. They were perpetuating a lie because it never was safe and it never was effective. We know it now. We knew it was a lie. They knew it was a lie when they said it. Rochelle Walensky knew it was a lie. Federal agencies like the CDC and the FDA played a rhetorical shell game. The corporate media, like, you know, Mind Syphilis NBC, helped hide the definition. And when government officials called it a vaccine, which it wasn't, and calling it safe, they were using a legal term of art. In other words, when they said safe, they deceptively relied on highly subjective legal definition that safe doesn't mean safe. Kind of like when Bill Clinton says it depends on what your definition of is. The grand jury put it this way. The legal definition of the word safety with respect to biological products can be found in the Code of Federal Regulations. The word safety means the relative freedom from harmful effects to persons affected directly or indirectly by a product when prudently administered, taking into consideration the character of the product in relation to the condition of the recipient at the time. In other words, the word safe, as you and I know, it was not the word safe that Fauci, little Mengele, knew. When he said the jabs were safe, he meant they were safe in comparison to the relative risk posed by the virus. Even though they also knew that it did not stop you from getting or spreading it. All the CDC and the FDA had to do was decide that the virus was more deadly than the bubonic plague, which they did and which it wasn't really. And then virtually anything was considered safe no matter how risky it was. Skydiving without a parachute would probably be less risky than COVID-19. Even worse than helping the agencies mislead the people with a legalistic definition, the media never asked the agencies to explain the risk or rewards. And so the evil perpetrators at the major networks, the government propaganda artists, I believe, are complicit in manslaughter, if not murder, of people that are dying of these turbo cancers that would have been just fine getting COVID to begin with. And riddle me this, MSNBC. Why is it that people that get COVID 3 and 4 times are only among the vaccinated, not the unvaccinated? And riddle me this, why were people that were exposed to SARS-CoV in 2003 and 4 not coming down with it at all since 2019? Because they had natural immunity, which many Mengele said was just a lie. No, you need the vaccine immunity too. No, the vaccine is destroying your immunity. We now know it. It was wordplay from day one. They tricked millions upon millions by secretly using a different definition of words you and I use every day. They did a shell game with the Pfizer COVID-19 drug and others. And we forget that Moderna never had turned a profit until they got the government contract for COVID-19. And none of their products ever successfully made it to market in their almost 10-year history prior to that. Stefan Bancel is running around the world raising dollars from investors to prop up a company that couldn't produce a product. Until COVID. Do you wonder why I have a distrust of the medical establishment? I mentioned doctors before, and I mentioned doctors that I've known over the years, and I've known some all around the country, just great people, many of them Christians too. I know one doctor in South Carolina, he and his wife, great people. They had to give it up. The paperwork was killing them. They retired early, and what's left of their practice was bought up by one of the big boys, and so many doctors are forced into with the paperwork of Obamacare. They can't do it, so they just sell out to these big conglomerates to take care of the paperwork and the insurance. That was by design. Get rid of the country doctor, make him part of a corporate, and then the corporate tells the doctor, you can't prescribe ivermectin, you can't do this, can't do that, or you're fired, or you get your license pulled. Yeah. Government has destroyed health care, and they did it because they want to get rid of many of us by weakening our immune system, and the turbo cancers will do their job. Do you believe in our message of ministry? Would you consider keeping us on the air? Visit our website, truth2ponder.com. You can support us from there using Give, Send, Go, or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. That's Post Office Box 510. Chilhowie, Chilhowie. Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319. Once again, check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.